Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Erevin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes, and Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Rav Shlomo Zalman Uvzugasa Amar Siyata V'Choyetz Chalotzeim. They should be benched with us. Sachat Tzlach and Siyat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Sela. And B'schos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be Zeichet to find Rav Zivag Hagon B'Karav Mamesh. Now the previous Mishnahs we were talking about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So Mishnah Tes picks up with that. Rabbi Darsa Ben Harkin is Omer. He says as follows: Ha'ivril Lifnei Hateva B'Yontif Rosh Hashanah Omer. The one that davens for the Amud on Rosh Hashanah says as follows: Hatzlichenu Hashem Alakenu Az Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Hashem grant us strength on this day of Rosh Chodesh. Im Hayom Im L'Machar. If it's today or if it's tomorrow. According to Rabbi Yehuda, at least we don't know if the first day is the real Rosh Hashanah or the second day. So therefore, Rabbi Simon Harkins is saying the Chazan is supposed to say this special tefillah for Rosh Chodesh, but he has to make this tonight. Hashem, please grant us strength if today is Rosh Hashanah or if tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. So grant us strength tomorrow. And L'Macharimer, the next day, he says Im Hayom Im Emesh. Grant us strength if it's today or if it was yesterday. And once again, as we saw in the previous Mishnahs, V'loy Hadu Lechachamim, the Chacham did not agree to him, because again, the Chacham hold that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered like one long Kedusha. We don't treat each day individually as if it's a Suffolk. Maybe it's Rosh Hashanah, maybe it's not. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, number one, he doesn't say if it's today or if it's tomorrow, or if it's today if it was yesterday. And he also doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh at all. He just mentions Rosh Hashanah. Moving on to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, and we already know by now that a person has his Tchum Shabbos, that's 2,000 Amos from wherever his Makam Shvisa is. And a person is not allowed to walk beyond that 2,000 Amos. Now, what happens if a person goes beyond that 2,000 Amos? So the Mishnah says, Mishaytziu Gayim Ay Ruach Ra, someone who Gayim took him out of his Tchum Shabbos, or Ruach Ra took him out. What's Ruach Ra? Ruach Ra literally means an evil spirit, but that just means he lost his mind temporarily and he walked out or wandered out of his Tchum. So Ein Loi El Arba Amos, he only has 4 Amos, which means he's only allowed to walk 4 Amos from where he is and no more. Now the question is, why does he get 4 Amos? If he left his Tchum, maybe he should be stuck in place and not be allowed to move at all. So the answer is because a person's Makayim is 4 Amos. It's like we say nowadays, give the fellow some space. Or someone says, I need a bit of personal space. So what is personal space? Personal space is Dalet Amos. It's like an extension of the person. So in essence, by telling him that he has 4 Amos, that means he's not allowed to move at all. But a person's allowed to move Dalet Amos because that's considered his space. Now Hechziru, let's say they brought him back. Either the Goyim brought him back or because of this Ruach Ra, he walked back into his Tchum. So Ki'ilu La Yata, it's as if he didn't leave. Wouldn't Kanas him and say, well, since he went out of his Tchum, even though now he's back in his Tchum, he's not allowed to walk around and he's limited to 4 Amos. He came back in, he's allowed to walk around like his regular Tchum. Now let's say Halichul Ir Acheres. They brought him to a totally different city. Now that city has its own Tchum, or Nisanu B'dirai B'sahar. They placed him in a pen or in some sort of enclosed area. And we know that an enclosed area is like a Rishos HaYachid and is not limited by Tchum. A Tchum is measured only from the outside of an enclosed area. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Aymim, both of them say, Mahalachas Kula. He's allowed to walk the entirety of this enclosed area, either the city or this Dir or Sahar. And again, that's because he's surrounded by Mechitzas, so that whole area is considered like his personal space. However, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Aymim, both of them say, Ein Le'el Arba Amos, he only gets Dalet Amos. According to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, the whole halacha that we measure from the outside of an enclosed area, either from the outside of a city or from a deer or a sahar, that's referring to if a person was kind of his shvisa over there. But this person was brought from outside, and this is an area he's not allowed to be in the first place. So even though he's inside an enclosed area, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva are machmir that he's limited to 4 Amos. And Maisa Shabbat Miprandisin, there's a story that these Tanaim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, they were on a ship and they came from Prandisin, and then their ship went out to sea. They were on a ship that had come from Prandisin. They had docked Erev Shabbos, and they hadn't had a chance to get off the ship, and then all of a sudden they were blown back out to sea, and they found themselves in the middle of sea on Shabbos, which means basically that they were brought out of their tchum against their will. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hilchos Kula. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they walked around the entire ship, because they hold that if a person's brought out of their tchum, but they're in an enclosed area, for example, a ship, so they're allowed to walk around the entire thing. And that's what they did. They freely walked around the whole ship. However, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, Loi Zazu Me'arba Amos, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva didn't leave their Dalet Amos, Shiratzu L'Hachmer Al Atzman, because they wanted to be Machmer on themselves. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.